licenses and statutory compliances. By the end of this chapter, you should be able to understand licenses required to operate this store, statutory compliances on products, handling legal aspects. Now, whenever any business is run or in by any organization, there are list of licenses which has to be required or to be acquired from the government authorities. Every state has different requirements. Every country has their own set of rules which the organization needs to follow, needs to adhere to. So there can be a trading license, there can be store opening license, there can be a music license. These are few of the examples which we'll deal once we go ahead in the chapter. There are list of licenses which we'll share. I'll share with you guys when we are taking. I'm taking this chapter further ahead. So in this chapter, you will learn how whenever we start a business, you need certain licenses, certain compliances need to be followed, which we'll be learning in this chapter. Statutory compliances on products. So there could be different compliances with regards to barcodes. So any packed product would need date of manufacture, name of the manufacturer, date when manufactured, expiry of the product. So that will be all covered on statutory compliances on products and handling legal aspects. So anything which is not compiled will attract a penalty or a law, or there is a law which will ensure that the rights of the customers are served, the rights is not severed. Handling legal aspects will handle into non-expired products cannot be sold. So that will be all covered in handling legal aspects. Various licenses and permission have to be sought from various authorities. So in case if you are staying in Maharashtra or you are staying in Bombay, to open a store you need to apply for a license which is called a Gumasta license or store opening license. So that needs to be applied to various authorities well in advance. You have to pay a requisite fees to the government. Once that is being issued, then only you can open a store. So that is one of the examples, that is one of the permission which you need to take. Some of these must be displayed in prominent place and others are filed. So when a company decides to open a store in a particular specific area, I'll give an example of Mumbai or I'll give you example of Maharashtra. So in case you have shortlisted a place and a store opening date is fixed. So before opening this store, you need to apply a store opening license or store operating license from the authority, pay requisite fees. Now, some of these licenses need to be displayed at store, so it has to be framed and it has to be in a prominent location. In case a government body wants to come and audit or regular, they come for the audit purpose or checking purpose, it has to be displayed. Some licenses which need not to be displayed can be filed in a proper file and can be kept in proper lock and key. This must be renewed in time with advance application. So every license comes with an expiry date, or there is a license which gets expired and it needs to be renewed well in advance. So there is also a notification, there is a date mentioned, so the process can be started well in advance. Any lapse or non-compliance may invite notice from authority leading to monetary penalty or even closure of the store. So in case the license is not renewed or if the store is still operating without a license, then the government authority can close, then can put a penalty, put a fine on that organization, or they can serve a notice where the store can be shut down or it can be closed. Store had to be personally involved in this whole process. So normally this is a very crucial in case if the store licenses are not in place, which the government authority can shut down the store. So it is a very important and crucial aspect, and hence the store head, the store manager, who's responsible for the entire process. For large store, dedicated staff required for licensing. So in case of departmental store or a store which has more than 5,000 or 10,000 square feet or more than 1 lakh square feet, there's a dedicated admin person at store who coordinates with the regional admin team or with the head office legal team or the regional legal team. They do the licensing, they get in touch with the head office or regional team, or they themselves go to the government office and they renew the licenses. Outside consulting experts can be subcontracted to assist in seeking licenses, renewals and also in-store compliances. So there are different consultants also available who provide these services, and that can be hired. A store can also outsource these activities to a consultant who has this knowledge, or probably there are lawyers and there are people who has in-depth knowledge. So the services of external agencies can be availed by paying by way of fees. So in case if a license is expiring and the store manager doesn't have a knowledge with proper approval or with an agency which has been hired by the regional office or the head office, they can go outsource it to an agency, pay requisite fee, pay the charges, the agency goes out, they get the licenses and all processes are in place. So license is required to operate this store. So there is a municipal corporation licenses, which is the trade license. So again, to operate a store in a particular area, you need to take the license from the local municipal corporation. So this trade license would be called different in different states. The purpose is same. So north in Delhi, the Delhi municipality would call it something else. In Mumbai, Maharashtra, it would be called something else. But a trade license is required to trade, for doing the trade, to operate a store. Bakery license, so it's well self-explanatory. The name itself says if you have an bakery, if you're operating a bakery in a store, then you need to have this bakery license. FSSAI license is earlier called PFA. It's a food license. So if you are selling packed food products, FSSAI products has to be, the license has to be there. Nomination of person under PFA. So it is Provident Fund Act. So there would be a nomination, a name of a person has to be nominated, who will be a person responsible for all PFA related activities. FSI license is nomination of person under PFA. So that would be again covered what FSSAI license is. Fire license. So every store has to be a fire compliant and a fire license has to be there. Under fire license, you, as per the area of the store, you need to have a requisite number of fire extinguishers. There has to be a fire hose, there has to be sprinklers, there has to be a system where in case of smoke, there has to be smoke detectors. So in case there is a fire, the smoke detector goes off and a timely measure, human lives can be saved, products can be saved from damage. So a fire license is needed from the fire authorities. Insecticide license form 6. So in case if you are selling pesticides, the best example would be in case of hypermarket, if you are selling a Begon product or if you are selling a Hit, you need an insecticide license. The store needs to have an insecticide license. In case of brands or company, FMCG companies who are selling insecticide, they need to apply for these licenses. So license to sell agricultural produce. So any product, agricultural product, in case of hypermarkets, if they are selling wheat, rice, pulses, they need to have this agricultural produce license. Drug license. So in case they are selling medicines, drug, the requisite license are required. Music license, PPL and IPR. So in case if a store is playing music, then they need to pay for the music being played. It's a public performance license, which is called PPL. So a store cannot play any music because they are all copyrighted. A fee needs to be paid, a license has to be acquired. So that is music license, PPL and IPR. IPR stands for Indian Performing Rights. That is also an institution. So music license is very well required. Labor department, license related to labor department, which are weekly holidays if applicable. So there is a labor department of every municipality, every local governing body. So list of holidays needs to be displayed, list of national and festival holidays. So in case of 26 January, 15th August, 1st May, list has to be there, a printout has to be there displayed for the staff as well as for the authorities for inspection. List of employees working in store and their timing. So number of employees in a store and what are their shift timing. When is weekly off being given, whether it's a Sunday or on a weekday, everything has to be documented, that everything has to be recorded and it has to be available for inspection. Principal employer certificate, so again, who's the principal employer, who's hiring, whether the staff is on payroll, so that is a certificate required. Abstract of Act and Rules of Minimum Wages. So there's a Minimum Wages Act and the abstracts are available which needs to be displayed at a prominent place. So most of these abstracts are displayed at the staff fun zone or the staff cafeteria, mostly where the staff comes and where they can refer the act if they want to. Paternity Benefit Act and Rules. So there is Paternity Benefit Act and Rules. So these are rules applicable for maternity leave and whatever benefits an employee can get. So this act covers them and this has to be available at store level. Payment of Gratuity Act and Rules, name of the authorized person. So again, every organization appoints one person who would be in charge, what is the gratuity amount, what is paid, what is the policy. That act has to be available and can be checked on inspection. It has to be available. No sale of tobacco for minors. So this is in case if an organization or if a hypermarket is selling tobacco products, there has to be signage which says no sale of tobacco for minors. So that signage has to be displayed. The act has to be followed. The rule has to be followed. The law of land has to be followed without any deviations. Legal metrology, certificate of verification of weighing scale. So in case of hypermarkets where they are selling fruits and vegetables, or if there is a weighing scale available, there is a certificate of verification that the machine is verified, it is correct, it's giving right measure. So that certification of verification has to be there. It has to be either installed on the machine itself, or it has to be kept available as and when the audit happens or inspection happens. Registration of dealer for first time. So if there is a dealership involved, again there is a license, there are certificates, there are rules which needs to be followed. Electrical inspectorate. So again, for running genset, so in case the store is in a if it's an exclusive brand outlet and they have a generator set, so there is a license required for running the generator. So that is called electrical inspectorate. In case if it's in mall, the mall has done a generator, the mall needs to take the permission from the local authorities. Department of Civil Supplies to sell certain essential commodities. So certain commodities like sugar comes into essential commodities. So again, there is a license, there is a fee need to be paid for essential supplies. So all those requisite licenses have to be there, proper fees has to be paid. That license paid, whatever the fees is paid, the receipt has to be available for inspection. Replacing license for staples, so repacking license for staples. So in case if there is staples includes rice, wheat, pulses. So again, if you are if it's an agricultural product, if they are repacked, there is a license for it. So basically this is the list which the store team needs to adhere to and ensure that all licenses are in place. It is again not the responsibility of store, it is the responsibility of regional office as well as the head office, that all licenses and trade licenses, everything is placed, so which helps into smooth operations and conducting business. Sales tax, VAT, so branch certificate. So in case if a store has multiple branches, then they need to have a branch certificate. There is a certificate which states that okay, the head office is probably located in Mumbai, but they have got 10 branches in Delhi, 10 branches in Calcutta, 10 branches in Chennai. So there is a branch certificate, so which ensures that okay, head office is, the regional office is located in one place and they have branches as well as. So there are different sales tax and VAT certificate which says that okay, this company, this organization is are tax compliant and they are paying their taxes, and there is a branch certificate available in that. Liquor license, so in case a hypermarket is selling a product, or if there is a exclusive brand outlet, or if there is a store which is selling liquor, they need to apply for liquor license which is covered under various acts. They need to pay the requisite fees and that license has to be in place. It has to be valid and it has to be in force, you know, it cannot expire. So in timely renovation is a must. Drugs and Commodities Act, records relating to the purchase of drugs and cosmetics. So in case the store is trading into drugs and cosmetics, they need to have this license. Muster roll in Form A, annual return in Form C. So this is maternity benefit. In case a staff needs, if a lady staff is availing this benefit, all there is a muster in a Form A, there is a format which needs to be followed. Annual returns in Form K. So every authorities have given these forms. These forms are available at different stationery outlets. The compliance is a must. There is no deviation. There has to be 100% compliance on this. Minimum wages, wage slip, annual returns in Form 3 to be submitted before 31st of January. So again, the store HR and the store admin person responsible. So they need to keep the wage slips or the salary slips. They need to file annual returns in prescribed format before 31st of July. Shop and Establishment Act, so weekly holiday if applicable. So certain stores operate on 365 days, so they probably give week off on a weekday or probably not on Saturday, Sunday. So in case if the store is operating for 365 days, they need to specify the week off. Daily period of work of employees, so number of employees employed plus number of working hours, that has to be mentioned. register of employment, attendance register, so which is self-explanatory. So the attendance of staff is captured. So from 1st to 31st, what is the time, what is the date he has come, how many week off he has taken, whatever holidays he has taken, what is the leaves he has taken has to be updated in the attendance register. Register of wages, so in case wages paid, there has to be a record whether it's a soft copy or hard copy, it has to be maintained. Service card, service register. So again, there is a card available, there is a service register available, there is a leave register. So these are the set of documents which the store HR person, if there is a designated person, has to follow, or the store admin has to follow as per the local authorities as needed by them. A food handler certificate, so in case if there is a restaurant or there is a bakery or some available in the store, if they are handling food, again a food handler certificate is needed. Name board of establishment, so there has to be a board of the establishment. So basically this list is detailed and it's vast, and one person needs to go into deep down and check which all licenses are required and to ensure smooth operating of the store. Sale supplies, essential commodities is again covered in the Food Act, so this license needs to be applied. Statutory compliance on products, there's a different angle to it. This is a very vast field. So in short, what happens, any packed product needs to follow the regulations laid by the government authorities. So any product, the merchandiser needs to confirm the following adherences. Various declaration on packages shown must be checked. So in case of packed food products, there's a mandatory one. There's one of the example is veg or non-veg has to be clearly specified. So that is one of the thing which the merchandiser needs to check. Date of manufacturer has to be mentioned on a label. So that is one of the legal requirement. In case the product is imported from a different country, then the name of the importer has to be there. The name of the manufacturer has to be there. In case manufacturer is different and the marketer, someone who's marketing, the name of the marketing person, the marketer, as well as the name of manufacturer has to be there. So these are the few requirements. Probably in case of perishable products, expiry date is required. So all this merchandiser needs to ensure when he or she is buying the product from a vendor, all these legal compliances are adhered to, and hence it doesn't hamper the store operations. Various declaration on packages sold must be checked. So again, in case of declaration, there should be a customer care number. It is a must. It's a mandatory thing. All this needs to be checked by the merchandiser and the buyer. Additional store team must be vigilant and escalate variance. So once when the buying happens, the merchandiser ensures that all the label declaration is in place and the vendor starts supplying it. Again, there is a check at the warehouse, at the stock store back warehouse. The stock controller or the warehouse team needs to check in case of any lapse, or in case it doesn't adhere to the labeling declaration, he can stop the product itself there itself and it doesn't go on floor. In case if it misses there, there is one more check on the floor level where the staff needs to check whether the statutory compliance is adhered to, or whether the product is in sync with the labeling declarations required by the authority. Any non-confirmation may lead to monetary fine or even imprisonment. So in case a product does not have, in case there is an imported product and it does not have the name of importer, and there is a visit from the authority, it can lead to a fine and it can lead to a closure of store. That is one of the example. So any non-confirmation, or in case the customer care number is missing, it's not there on the barcode, all these things will lead to a fine, or it can lead to even imprisonment also. So selling a product which has already expired, name of importer missing, or veg non-veg not displayed on the product, customer care number not displayed, name of the manufacturer not displayed, batch number not displayed. It's a few of the examples of non-confirmation. In case if it's caught, people, the organization, probably the directors or the owners can even be imprisoned, they can go behind bars, and there's a huge penalty, they can shut down these stores. So different law has different punishments available, there is strict action taken, and these are the results of non-confirmation. Declaration of packages sold must be as below. Every package must have securely fixed declaration. So the barcode label should be fixed properly. Outside container must contain all the declaration as that of inside the container. So probably if there are two containers, there is a carton packing, or there is two products available, so there has to be declaration has to be there available on both the products. Declaration must be clearly visible, prominent, legible and non-ambiguous. So anything, the best example would be monosodium glutamate, which is not recommended for children below 5 years or below 12 years. So if any product which is not suitable needs to have a declaration stating that not suitable for minors. So must be clearly visible, prominent, legible, and it should be not ambiguous. It should not have, it should not give any non-clarity. It should be very clear. Somebody who is buying a product knows what he or she is buying. Words or phrases which give a misleading or exaggerated impression should not be present. So any product which is not giving, in cases of health drink products, in case of food beverages, they cannot write fruit juice. So because it's not a juice, it's a beverage. So it has to be very crystal, it has to be very crystal clear that it's a food beverage. The percentage of the fruit has to be mentioned, the amount of sugar has to be mentioned, whether it's a real genuine juice or whether it's a fruit extract, it has to be mentioned. So this is an example just to give you an idea what legal labeling confirmations are or what statutory compliances are and what labeling has to be happen and what words and phrases to be used so that customer has not cheated. Identity of the manufacturer of the product, so name of the manufacturer has to be there, common and generic names of the commodity. So in case of cold medicines, so paracetamol is a generic product. So Saridon becomes the name of the product, but the generic product is paracetamol. So name and address of the manufacturer and packer, common and generic name of the commodity. So I've given example of paracetamol. Net quantity of commodity in a package in standard units. So in case of Tetra Pak milk, it can be 1 liter. In case of oils, it can be 1 liter or it can be 1 kg. So that has to be specified as per the standard units. There is an act, standard commodity act. There is a standard weightage, standard weight act as well. Month and year in which the commodity was packed. So it's quite self-explanatory. MRP to be declared as MRP, so and so inclusive of taxes. So the retail store cannot charge beyond that. So once an MRP is mentioned as MRP as 100 rupees, the retailer cannot charge 101 or 102 or 105 rupees. It is all inclusive of taxes as well. So he or she has to charge as per the MRP. They cannot charge a single rupee extra on that. Address of customer complaint shell. So as I said earlier, the customer care number or complaint number has to be mentioned. A toll-free number, certain organization has a toll-free number where a customer can lodge a complaint without paying any charges. And certain organization follows a complaint cell number which is paid in case the call charges, the customer has to borne the charges. So that number is mandatory. Statutory compliance on products. So declaration packages sold should be as below. For multi-space packages, declaration must contain information of the net quantity of each commodity in the package, sale price of combination package, etc. So there are combinations available. So in case a customer wants to buy a single package, the price has to be available. In case he is buying the entire package, then again the rates, the MRP should be visible on that. So the combination, then individual price has to be available as well as combination price has to be available. So that is multi-piece packaging. There's an example of multi-piece packaging. And again, an example of what declaration has to be there. If individual packages and combination can be sold individually, then all individual packages shall contain all declaration as required under the rules. So again, in case there is a combination of product available which can be sold on loose basis, then the individual product, the price of the MRP and the declaration has to be available. And if it's sold in a combination, the entire combination amount as well as the date of manufacture, the name of the manufacturer, the name of importer if it's imported product. So all declaration has to be there either on individual as well as on the combination package as well. Veg, green and non-veg, red identification mark for food items is a must. So in case if it's a vegetarian product, then there's a square with a dot. So that is mandatory. In case of non-veg product, the square with a red dot, that's the identification mark for the food products. So it's mandatory. Non-confirmation again leads to fines, imprisonment and shutting down our stores as well. For drugs and cosmetics, below must be adhered to cosmetic manufacturer name and principal place of business. So quite self-explanatory. Batch number preceded by alphabet B. So in case of drugs and cosmetics, batch number has to be, the batch number should start with letter alphabet B. Soap will have to have month and year of manufacturers. So washing soaps, bathing soaps, washing powders, they all come under this. Soaps which needs to be have month and year of manufacture. Manufacturing license number preceded by alphabet M. So any organization manufacturing a product should have a manufacturing license, and it should start with letter M. For hazardous product, inner label with adequate directions for safe use, warning, caution, or special directions for consumer, statement of name and quantities of hazardous or poisonous ingredients. So this is applicable in case of insecticides. Or best example I would give you would be if you are buying a Bregon spray or if you are buying a HIT. So there is a label declaration that in case if it's consumed, what additional precautions has to be taken. It has to be kept away from the children. It has to be kept in a safe, dry environment. In case if it's swallowed, needs to go to a physician, or what action needs to be taken. So this is the basically example for hazardous product. So it has the basic guidelines. Inner label should adequate directions for the use, who should be used, how to use, what is the quantity, and if it's poisonous and what action needs to be taken. So that's an example of hazardous product. Outer label must have net quantity mentioned. So the weight and the quantity needs to be mentioned on the outer label itself. Statutory compliance on products continued. Additional declaration of food packages under FSSAAI and PFA. Name, trade name of description of the food. So in case of food product, it has to be have a detailed description of the food. Name of ingredients used in descending order of the composition by weight or volume. So in case if there is just an example, if it's a fried snack or if it's fried snack used, I'll give an example of any product which is made by Haldiram. So in case if it's a chakli or it's a muruku, then it has to have an ascending details. So it's if it's made of wheat flour, and it has to be mentioned wheat flour, or if it's a chuda, then it could be a display of poha, whether it's used of poha or cornflakes, whether nuts have been used. So again, that all declaration has to be there with in descending order with the composition of weight and volume. So the weight will go in descending order. Whatever is the quantity, whichever is used more will come on top, the lesser will come down. So it would be in descending order, and complete declaration has to be there. For ingredients falling respective classes, class titles, edible fats, vitamin, minerals. So in case of oils, they need to mention what is the edible fat, in what is the content in that, what is the edible fat in oils, or whatever is the vitamins. In case of soft drinks, in case of Pepsi, Coke, Thumbs Up, they need to ensure what is the amount of sugar in that, whether the product has any vitamins, that has to be specified. For substance falling respective classes and appearing in the list of food additives, permitted class titles like antioxidants, anti-caking agents, edible gums, etc. So in case if a preservative has been used or food additive has been used, the best example would be ketchup. So there should be a declaration on the ketchup bottle or the product which says what is the class, list of additives. Additives are basically the product which help into longer shelf life, you know. So they are preservatives basically. So one more example would be pickles, another example would be ketchup. So all those permitted class titles like antioxidant, anti-caking agent, gums needs to be specified with the respective quantity used in that. Statutory compliances on products, name and address of manufacturer, importer or vendor. So in case if the product is imported, the name and address of the manufacturer as well as the importer is a must. It's a legal requirement. Net weight, so what is the net weight when imported? Distinctive batch lot or code number or any distribution prefix. So any imported product or any manufactured product which is manufactured outside should have a distinctive batch lot or code and distribution prefix available, so it can be verified whether it's imported and it separates from the local manufactured product. A month and year in which commodity is manufactured or prepacked, which is quite self-explanatory. Any organization manufacturing any product has to mention the month and year on the prepacked product. Best before date is expiry date, when that product can be consumed. What is the date before it has to be consumed or it has to be written back to the vendor. Address and telephone number of customer care complaint cell. So it's mandatory, manufacturer has to ensure the number is there on the label. In case of person, somebody marketing or somebody is reselling, that person's customer care number has to be there. Declaration must be in English or in Hindi and surrounded by a line. So probably two languages are used and declaration has to be there. and it has to be separated using a line. Declaration on imported packages, name and address of importer, name must be as appears on the bill of lading or import documents. So in case if any organization has imported a product, the name of the manufacturer is to be same as per the bill of lading. So somebody who's imported should mention the same bill of what is mentioned on the bill of lading. So once they import any product, whenever the invoice is generated, the same name needs to be there on the product as well. Generic and common name of the commodity. So that generic and common name, as I give an example, that paracetamol is a generic product and the common name. So that generic product details have to be mentioned. Net quantity in terms of standard unit of weight. So if it's 10, in case of Ceridon, in case of paracetamol, then it comes into 10 quantity, unit of 10, it has to be mentioned. In case of milk, it has to be 1 liter. In case of biscuits, it has to specify that it's 200 gram, 250 grams, 700 grams, 750 grams, or 1 kg or half kg. So that net quantity in terms of standard weight has to be mentioned. Month and year in which product was imported has to be there. Month and year when it, so there would be a separate month for manufacturing, there would be separate year of separate month of importing, so both has to be there. MRP of the product, which is maximum retail price of product, has to be there. Legal matters must be handled with diligence and care by legal manager. So normally at regional level there is a legal person available, or at store it comes under the store admin, or it comes under a designated manager. So in case of inspection, the licenses has to be available, that has to be shown to the authorities, and all this whatever is requested has to be shown to them, and right diligence and care has to be taken by the legal manager. All license has to be renewed on time, before time, so that it doesn't hamper the store operations. Legal notice as received must be stamped with date, signed, entered in register and mailed to all concerned. So in case if there is a visit and the store has not complied, or it has doesn't have a requisite license, and the store receives a legal notice, or an organization receives a legal notice, the person who receives the notice needs to give an acknowledgement to the government authority. It has to be signed, a date has to be entered, and a copy has to be given to the government body. Once the person has leave, they have to come back, they needed to make an entry and send an email or make an entry in the register and inform the requisite regional office or head office. Store head should initiate action, update records and share compliance report of pending issues every quarter. So every quarter store manager has a checklist where they need to check the license's renewal date or expiry date, and in case if it's not renewed, they need to update the regional office or head office and take a corrective action. And whatever is the compliance report, the store manager needs to submit it on quarterly basis. So in this chapter, we have learned what all different licenses are needed to operate a store. And in case if the store doesn't have requisite licenses or trade licenses, or it doesn't, if the barcodes are not accurate, or if it's not complying to the local laws, then that will result into a fine, imprisonment, and probably on shutting down our store as well. So these are really important factor for running a store, and any non-compliance would result into shutting down of operations. Thank you.